What? No, go away. I don't want to talk to you. Fine.
What? Am I still upset? Do I look upset to you, big bro? Yeah, originally, when you first told us that you were going to go to a different university for your post-grad work, I got a little emotional. That's because I chose that school so I could be close to you, and you're just choosing to abandon me there. You are, because you encouraged me to go there, knowing that you were not gonna stay. You know how fucked up that is? And now all I can do is say congratulations, or I look like the fucking weird one. Do you know how messed up our relationship is? I'm your little sister. I should not be sucking your dick. And yet I am. And I don't even get a courtesy of you asking me how I would feel if you left to a different school? It's like you were just using me. You're using me. Thank you for using me, big bro. Now, I hope you weren't seriously considering that position at that other school. Because the moment I expose you, the moment I tell everybody that you're a big fucking pervert who wants his little sister to suck his dick, I don't think they're gonna want you anymore. Oh, you're gonna push me away. Okay. No. And you also abused your poor widow sister, too. Oh. Nobody's gonna wanna hire you. Nobody. You think they're gonna buy that? You think they're gonna buy the whole my little sister is crazy and drugged me and made me drink more than I could so that way she could take advantage of me and suck my dick and make me eat her pussy. Not that I begged her to do that or anything, but oh, poor big brother. Oh no. Please. Who the fuck is gonna believe you? Look at us. Look at the difference between us. Yeah. Ugh, you know what? I'm not even sad anymore because this is gonna be so funny when I bring down your whole fucking life because you really thought that you could fucking leave me. But don't worry, big bro. Even if the whole world abandons you still have me. Yeah. Or, you could stay with me. I don't care that the position you want isn't available at our current school. That's not my problem. That's yours. And it's also going to be your problem when I. Hold on, where's my phone? Here it is. When I show everybody this video right here of you. Yeah. That's me sucking your dick. The important part is this. And do you hear what you're saying? Do you want me to turn it up for you? Yeah, that's you begging. It's you begging to eat my pussy once you come in my mouth. Are you understanding what's going to happen now, big bro? Yeah, you get it now? Blackmail, schmackmail, whatever you want to call it. I call it an insurance policy, personally. God. So what's it gonna be? We can stay here with me, where I will have dinner ready for you every night, your clothes clean, and your dick sucked, and your balls empty. Hell, I might even let you put it in my pussy. Yeah, your little sister's pussy that you love so much. Is that what you want?
Or I'll expose you to everybody, and good lord, I don't know, mom and dad will probably kick you out. They probably won't hire you, and all those girls who think you're just the best thing in the world, they're gonna think you're some fucking pervert who groomed his sister into this. You know, both options sound good to me, personally. I don't really care, because if I expose you and everybody abandons you, you'd have no choice but to come back to me. So. I do always get what I want, don't I? Yeah, it's because I'm smart. Thank you. So, you're going to stay, right? Perfect. Let's seal it with a kiss, huh? Come here. Kiss your little sister. Okay. No amount of complaining and groaning is going to get you out of this. Unless you want to go expose us yourself. That's fine with me. Yeah. Come here. You know, mom and dad aren't home. And look, there's my bed right there, just waiting for us. Yeah. I can feel you getting hard, big bro. You're really into me blackmailing you, aren't you? God, you're so fucking gross. That's what everybody would say if they found out, right? You're disgusting. You're perverted. You're gross. But not me. And even if you were all those things, I would accept it because I love you. I love you so much.
Do I want to suck your dick? Is that what you just asked me? That's really funny, Big Bro. I mean, do you want me to? Yeah. Then beg like you mean it. God. You know what? Wait. Let me, come on, follow me. Close the door, please. Sit on the bed. Oh, no. You're not sitting on the bed yet. Go ahead. Get on your knees. And beg. There you go. Ugh. I do always love looking at you from this angle. You're just so freaking cute, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you are. You're so cute. You're so cute and helpless and pathetic, huh, big bro? Yeah, you could have gotten any other girl, but instead you decided to groom your little sister into being your little sex toy, huh? To being your little cum dump. That's all you want me for, isn't it? Oh, but don't worry, big bro. I would let you come in me as many times as you want. Yeah.
including my mouth. I know how much you like my throat, so.
Good.
I'm waiting. For you to beg. Idiot. Go ahead. Tease. Mm-hmm. What else do you want me to do to you? Yeah. There you go. Good boy. Oh, you're such a good boy. Look at you. Oh. All right, come here. Oh. Can you hand me that scrunchie over there on my night table real quick? Just gonna tie up my hair so it's easier for you. Yeah. Now get on the bed. Wait. Oh, okay. I mean, if you're hard, imagine how wet I am. Yeah, let me take my shorts off. There you go. Come here, big bro. Yeah. That's your little sister's pussy right there. All wet and ready for you. Oh. God. It feels so good. Yeah, it feels so good when you lick me like that. Yeah. Oh, seeing your face buried in my pussy, so. God, it drives me wild. I don't know, God. This is so fucked up. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I love the way my big bro just eats me up. It's like you haven't eaten in days, huh? Yeah, right there. Yeah. Yeah? Yeah, stick your fingers in me too, big bro. Get me ready for your cock. Oh my god. I didn't mean now. I know you're not ready to cross that line yet, but... I just want you to feel... feel what you're going to get one day. Yeah. You're gonna come so deep inside your little sister's pussy one day, huh? Oh, God, this is making me so fucking wet. Oh, yeah. There you go, yeah. I'm gonna grab your hair. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah. Oh, so good, so good. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh. Just like that, big bro, yeah. Just like that, big bro, yes. Please, please, big bro, please. Yeah, just like that, just like that. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm coming. Hold on. Hold on. You are so cute. You know that, big bro? You're just so cute. Look at you. God. Sorry. I was just, you know, trying to ride out that orgasm. Is that what you want from me? Do you want your little sister to orgasm all over you? Hmm? Don't be selfish. My God. Thank you for the orgasm. There. Oh my God. How are you trying to remind me to be polite when you just ate out your little sister? That's crazy, big bro. Oh my God. What about you? I did. All right. I guess I did say I would suck you off. Fine. Fine. But I don't want to be on my knees, though, so. I don't really feel like having you throat fuck me either, if I'm gonna be honest. I don't know if you deserve that. You were so mean to me earlier, you know? Fine. Sit on the bed. Come on. Come on, big boy. Take your pants off. Come on. Oh my God. Ugh, you're such a pathetic older brother. Who gets that hard from their sister's pussy, you weirdo? Shut up. My God. I'm always excited to suck your dick. Jeez Louise. Is that what you wanted to hear? Yeah. Love the way your pre-cum tastes. Look. It's like I'm wearing lip gloss, huh? Balls like this, you know? Yeah, like what your little sister's mouth feels on you, yeah? Sister loves your cock too. You know this is your fault, right? If you weren't such a good big brother to me, I never would have fallen in love with you. I could have been normal. Yeah. This is your fault, big brother. You could have had a normal girlfriend, right? I could have had a normal boyfriend. But no. Instead, you're begging to fuck your little sister's throat. Didn't tell you could, you jerk. God, you're just an asshole. Well, God, dude, I love it. I love you so much. Oh, I love you so much. I don't care that you're a freak who's into your little sister either. It's like our parents made us for each other, huh? Feel good? Yeah. Say it. Oh, my little sister's mouth feels so good. Say it. Say it or I'll stop. There you go, yeah. What do you want to do to your little sister? Huh? You want to come in her throat? Oh. Whatever you want, big bro. I can't wait to feel your big cock inside my pussy. Can't wait to make my big brother come inside his little sister's pussy. Oh, that's gonna be so fucking good. But until then, you can come down my throat. That's fine. Tell me when you're about to come, okay? Go ahead. Come down your little sister's throat. Come down your little sister's throat. He'll come right there. I'll see it come all over my mouth. You like that? Yeah. Me too. That tastes so good, big bro. Love the way the head of your cock feels in my mouth. Shut up. Let me play with it a little longer. I don't care that you're feeling overstimulated. It's what I want. God, it's so hot how you shake. You think you can go again? No. You won't know until we try, right? Come on, big man. Is that too much for you? Yeah. What the hell? Oh, you're crying. That's so hot. Yeah. Beg me to stop then. Beg me to stop. I ain't gone. You sound so hot when you're so pathetic. That's so good, huh? Okay, alright. I'll stop. Just for you. I cannot wait until this perfect cock is inside my pussy. Maybe we can do that when we go back to school, huh? No parents. We could have your own apartment. It'll be like we're a newlywed couple or something. So, you know, sometimes I wonder myself why I love you so much. You're such a dick. You know that? But then again, I did blackmail you into doing this, so... How can I complain? I love you too. Yeah. You're really gonna get your own apartment when we go back? I mean,
I did say that, but I wasn't expecting you to, like, agree so quickly, you know? I thought it would be another fight with you. Really? You want me to? Big bro. I don't think you even know how happy you just made me. God, I can't wait for school to start again. We can do this every day. I love you so much, big bro. I'm a little sleepy. How about you? You lock my bedroom door, right? Alright. No, they won't catch us. Hi, this is your little sis, Sleepy, just coming in here at the end, as always, to say thank you so much for listening, and also just to reassure you that this is just a fantasy, you know, having these kinds of kinks, fantasies, etc., about taboo, things like incest, blackmail, etc., totally okay, and actually kind of normal, especially if you're exploring it in a safe way, like audios, for instance, where everything's just a fantasy. Nobody's getting hurt. Nobody's being blackmailed. Everybody is safe here. After all, I'm consenting to this situation by recording it, and you're consenting by listening. So don't feel bad. Just remember, it's just a fantasy. It's just a little role play. No siblings were harmed in the making of this audio. sorry, no, just being silly. This one was just really fun. I've been wanting to do a little, I've noticed I've done a lot of big sister audios, but I've never done a little sister, and I am technically a little sister and a big sister. I'm actually both, I have a lot of siblings. But either way, no, that's nothing to do with this. Sorry, now I'm getting off track. Thank you again for listening. Please make sure you're taking care of yourself. Drink some water, have a snack, maybe take a nap if you need to. But I always appreciate y'all being here, and hopefully I've brought a little bit of pleasure, a little bit of fun along the way for you. I will yap at y'all very soon in the next one. Mwah!